How was that?
Yeah, really pleasing. You know, with 10 new signings, is it now? The 10 new signings. You know, two training sessions. I think they're bedding really well. You know, you look at the second half compared to the first half, but there was a couple of trialists, a couple of academy lads in there. So, no, all on the balance of play. Pleasing result. And some really good football second half.
Was it deliberate to play two different styles? One in the first half, one in the second?
Yeah, yeah. So we just, obviously, you know, I don't need telling that, you know, our same system that didn't work all the time last season. You know, we needed to freshen it up and look at it and look at different options. So, yeah, so we play two systems and we're going to continue to do that over the course of pre-season. And I just look at, you know, different positions and different players. But you can see, you know, already we look a lot stronger now than what we did last season. And, you know, and that's without Andy Hall's coming.
And with regards to the squad, there's not too many trialists. It's kind of... I'm not to say it's settled at this stage, but you've said these are the players, this is this 20, 21 players we've got. It's going to be a challenge, though, to make sure they all stay content and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard bit, you know, 20, you know, 20, you know, we brought Sandro in from the academy now, and we might look to, you know, get Sandro out and get some games, but Silas is going to go off to America. But the rest of them is going to be part of our 20, and you know, you'll have to see, you know, if we do go back into the Phoenix Trophy, we're now in the Manchester Cup, you've got the FA Cup, you've got the trophy, you're going to have league games back to back. I think this squad will rotate quite nicely, and I think they'll be quite happy with the minutes that they get. And we showed last season, Ben, that, you know, when people play too many minutes, October really hit us hard, and you know, we fell to about five or six injuries. So hopefully we can keep people fresh, we'll be good.
Now obviously, you know, this pre-season we've not got Wadika, we've not got Potts, but when we talk about experience, you've certainly filled in those gaps. You know, that experience that we've got, how crucial is that going to be?
Are we referring to Vincent?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just Vincent is it?
Ennis, Jones now, you know, Andy Hall's coming in there. You know, Regan's 25, Donnelly's 25. So, yeah, we've got options and we've got experience. And I think the important thing was when we lost Potsy last season, it was important we got somebody in. James Vincent was on our radar. We knew that he was at Hereford and moving back. So we were first in there, and he was impressed with what we had to say and our vision. And, you know, he's joined the squad, so he'll be a fantastic addition. You've got Smith then who can play alongside. You've got Griffiths who's, you know, he's now 24, 25. So, you know, there's options everywhere, and it's going to be difficult to get people in. And then, you know, look at the top end of the pitch. You've got young Woolerton come in today, and Eddie Mieko and Jack Anderton, Regan Linney. So, you know, it's exciting.
It's exciting, but
I've said to the lads, come August the 13th, don't knock on my door, make sure that you're in the 16. And if you're not in the 16, there'll be a reason for it.
And the captain's armband was worn by Curtis Jones in the first half. Obviously, Charlie Ennis wore it in the second half. But you have got the likes of Vincent there. Filling that gap for Potts, because Potts was basically you on the pitch, I could say that.
Yeah.
Have you worked out yet how you're going to fill that gap properly?
Yeah, so Doddy, still our captain. You know, obviously, we wish him a speedy recovery, but in Doddy's absence, Charlie will captain the side. But if Charlie doesn't play, then it will be handed to Vinny. And then, you know, if we've got to share it around, we will. We've got like Curtis Jones and James Vincent, Jonathan Smith can wear it. But, you know, I think, you know, wearing the armband is prestigious. But I think with the amount of leaders and quality we've got out there, you know, the armband is more of a token. And I think you've got enough voices and leadership experience to pass on the messages out there now, which we haven't had in the past. And, you know, when we started this new squad venture 3 years ago, we were very young.
Yeah.
You know, we still are young, but we're experienced. And, you know, we've got a majority of our side now in, you know, mid-20s, late-20s, which can only, you know, bode well for the coming season.
Come on to the experience, though, just quickly. As is the one eye on those type of games where we've lost a last-minute goal to end up with a draw or a loss, but actually with more experience head on the pitch, would have kept hold of the ball or done better with it? Is like you said, Smith, Vincent, who've been there and done it?
There's a moment, and it'll live with me forever. We were out in Rimini, in Phoenix, and Vincent come on for 25 minutes, and he turned around, and I heard him giving an almighty rollicking to Curtis Jones, and thought, what's Curtis done? And what he'd done is Josh Askew had been released from the left-back role. Vincent turned around to Curtis and said, he's one of your men, you don't let him go anywhere, it's 10 minutes to go, the game's done. And I just thought then, that was it.
Yeah,
you know, that and that is that experience. And we have conceded goals, but you've seen today, you know, passing the messages on. But we're also going to be different out of possession next season. We'll fall more into a 4-5-1. You know, we learn, you know, we're always learning. And, you know, there's always, everyone's a football manager, aren't they? You know, but some people do have good opinions, and you know, it's worthwhile listening to them. Some people don't have good opinions, but, that, you know, this football is about opinions. But, you know, we'll learn from that. We don't want to concede as many. We still want to be an attacking, hungry side. You can see that with likes of Anderton and Mieko will give us and Linney. But like Steve just said, then we need to make sure that out of possession that we don't concede sloppy goals.
And with regards to, you know, what you expected in the coming weeks during pre-season, it's a weird pre-season, the fact we only had Rimini, you know, a few weeks ago. So it's, I mean, what are you after? Longridge on Tuesday, then we've got Bootle and Bury. I mean,
yeah, I think, I'm not saying that's, I don't know, I don't want to trip myself up here, but that worked to our advantage. I think last year when we came in, we were stop start. Is the season going to start again? We came in March, April. Then we kind of had June off. Then we came in back and hit it really hard. And then we got a lot of injuries in October. Where this year, I think we've just kept bobbing around and ticking over from the end of the season. And then we, you know, with Rimini, we brought a couple of weeks ill. And then we just had another 2 weeks off and come back in. And the lads look fresh. It's up to now us, you know, the coaching staff, the physio team, to make sure that people don't fatigue and don't get injured. But, you know, we've got some great games coming up, like you said. You know, the next three games for me, Longridge, Bootle and Bury, will be looking at these two sides again, if you will, two 11s. And then after that game, before we head out to Jersey, we'll probably trim it down to that 2019-20 that will carry us forward into the season. Hand the New Balance gear out and away we go.
Great stuff. Neil, I'll see you Tuesday.
Brilliant, see you
Tuesday.
Big
congratulations today and, yeah, keep on the good work.